Well, I think some of the concerns are about targeting of students who might not be guilty of anything. The intent of the app is for us to be able to determine when serious incidences are occurring, whether it's students that might be indicating self-harm or harm to others, and there may be some initial misuse of that app. And that's one of the things that we're going to discuss tonight, and that we're going to get some feedback from local law enforcement on what reports they're actually receiving, because this is a Crime Stoppers based app, and all of those reports run through the Mercer County Sheriff's Department before they're passed on to local law enforcement in the proper jurisdiction.
Now, is this a policy type of issue where the school district can put in some language or guidelines, as how it's used in terms of, in relation, I guess, to the school district? Is that something the board, I guess, is going to have to determine?
I think that's something that we're going to start the discussion about tonight, and we're going to see how it's utilized over time. As I said in the comments earlier in the meeting, we have a number of local counties that are using this and using it effectively here in Illinois and Iowa and many other states across the nation. So it's certainly something that we're interested in, and we want to see how we need to move forward with it.